Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
All right, it's Hey, I was wondering letter gets used, your email, your direct message, whatever it might be. Eric in the Morning travel mug is yours. This is from Joni. Hey, Eric, thanks for keeping the show going during the pandemic. Yeah, I didn't have anything else to do. On Friday's show, you and Whip mentioned the Bears were 5.5 favorites over the New York Giants. Why is there a half point? A team can't score a half point, so they can never win by 5.5 points. And I assume it has something to do with the calculation, but I was just wondering. Thanks, Joni.
That's such a good question.
It's an easily answered one. Let's go over to the sports desk with Melissa. She'll explain it all to you right now.
I still can't get it. You've explained it to me, and I don't really understand.
What's your theory?
Well, it's something like if one is the favorite, like they'll give the other team like a 5-point spread or something like that. I don't know.
The Bears are 5.5 point favorites.
Give them like an extra 5 points to win and scoring, right? Is that how it works?
Extra 5 points.
Yeah, like if the game would have been 7-10 and the Bears were 7, wouldn't you bet? You could bet in within. I don't know. How do you explain
about
it?
The
you
half
get like
point,
the extra
right?
5 points. I don't know the half point thing.
So
at all.
For example.
I don't
the
know.
Bears are the whole idea, like her sentence that says, why is there a half point? A team can't score a half point, so they could never win by 5.5 points. That's exactly why they do it. So there can never be a tie.
Okay.
So if the Bears win by 5 points versus they have to win by 6.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it could really, logically, it could fall anywhere between 5 and 6. They just decide to make it a half.
To split it.
Right.
So if the Bears won 16-13 and you bet the Bears only won by 3, you would lose.
Okay.
If the Bears won a score of 20-13,
then you would win.
Then you would win because they won by more than 5.5 points.
Got it.
So yesterday,
I don't know why I can never remember that.
If the Bears were 5.5 favorites and they won 17-13, if you bet the Bears, Melissa, did you win or lose?
You lost.
You lost. That's exactly right.
Because they gave the Bears too much confidence that they're going to win by 5 points.
It's exactly. They gave the Bears too much confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't need any of that.
Of course, all that point in the spread is determined by the amount of gambling on each side. So if people start to bet one side too much, the points change so that people get to bet the other side so the money kind of evens out.
Hmm. Is 5.5 a regular number or is it normally lower than that?
It can be anything.
Oh, okay.
It's just based on the amount of betting that's happening.
Who sets that amount?
Very smart guys at a very smart sports book, like Bet Rivers Casino.
Oh, they're the smartest ones, from what I heard.
Like, if you want to know how it works, you go over there and you talk to the guys over at Bet Rivers, and they'll get you through the whole thing.
That whole thing does not sink
the
in my brain.
The biggest takeaway, though, is the Bears are mighty, and they won yesterday at Soldier Field. Sorry if you lost your money. You did something this weekend that no one else has done. Or no one else did, at least. Wow, these are great.
Oh, yes.
312-233-1019. Woody, this weekend.
I picked up an antique crank Victrola.
An antique crank Victrola.
Wow. So cool.
Is that a car?
Yeah, it's a car.
Cool.
No, it's not. Like a record player.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
Sort of, but not.
Crank it.
Antique crank Victrola.
Does it work?
Hold on.
That's all right. It doesn't matter.
Does it work?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
There you go. Now I can go on with my day.
Hey, Zach, what'd you do this weekend no one else did?
I got married and confirmed.
Married and confirmed.
What?
Knocked them both out of the park same weekend.
You know it.
Which one was more stressful?
Confirmation.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We got to pick a saint.
Yeah, you've got to pass some kind of test for that?
Not really. I was an adult confirmation. It was just listen to us and here you go.
Right. Right.
Okay. That's how a lot of it is.
Yeah. What'd you do yesterday that no one else did, Jen?
Well, I was at school working until 10:30 last night.
Oh, my God. What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher, yeah. Getting your room ready or what are you doing?
No, I am back to the classroom after for the first time in 24 years.
I've been in a different teaching position, mm-hmm. and they moved me back into the classroom.
Oh.
I know a lot of them are going back to hybrid. The Zooms are going hybrids now. Maybe we're getting things underway. It's almost like you were in Meet the Parents, Greg. What'd you do this weekend?
I assembled a metal gazebo for the deck.
There you go, gazebo.
Aww.
Get ready for next year.
Of course.
Remember that one where they built the gazebo and Ben Stiller accidentally burned it down with his smoke?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember that?
Kind of.
Everybody forgot? And number three, what'd you do this weekend no one else did? Robin.
I watched my brother and my husband play badminton while holding a drink in their hand.
Sounds fascinating.
That sounds fun.
What a great Sunday afternoon.
Badminton.
Yeah. It's the only sport you can have a drink in one hand and the badminton racket in the other.
Watching that birdie fly is so peaceful.
And what'd you do at number two?
I gave my 87-year-old mother-in-law a golf cart driving lesson.
Sweet.
Oh. I thought you were going to say bad.
Yeah, sweet.
Well, she probably loves that, getting the wind
she
in her hair.
She did awesome. Yeah. She was amazing.
Yeah, only slammed into two or three bushes. No big deal. And finally, look at this. You ready? You did not see this coming. You did not expect this. I think you are the only one in this area, Julia, that did what this weekend?
I gave an elephant a bath.
Aha!
Oh! What?
You gave an elephant a bath.
Yep. There's a wildlife park in southern Indiana that you guys talked about a couple of years ago.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And we finally went, and you can bathe the elephants and feed a sloth and do all this stuff.
What do they charge you to bathe an elephant?
It was like $100.
Wow.
Was that separate, or you get that when you go in there?
Huh? What was that?
Like, do you have to pay like $100 just for the elephant, or to go in to the whole exhibit?
You get to go in and learn about the elephants and give them a bath. Uh-huh. So that's what it includes.
Yeah. Like, if you wanted to hand them an apple, is that an extra $20?
Actually, they did do that.
Hey, I went there. It's funny because we talk about stuff on the show, and I'm so glad to hear that you went there because of that. Because I did too. Did you get to feed the giraffes?
Yes, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we did
cool.
everything.
Oh,
would
good.
You rather feed a giraffe or bathe an elephant?
Bathe an elephant. That was definitely the coolest.
Did you catch the elephant's name?
Yeah, Carol.
Carol the elephant.
Oh, okay. Wow, you had an answer.
Yeah.
You didn't Carol, think you were going to get one.
I wonder how many baths a day Carol gets. I wonder if Carol's like, oh, my God, it's like my 14th bath. Drying out over here.
Yeah.
This is why I have to roll around in the mud. Wow. Exciting stuff. Congratulations. How thrilling. Did you get a picture of that?
I did.
Can you send it to us so that we can post Julia bathing an elephant?
Absolutely.
Here are the top three things he did. Currently trending on Twitter over at the social media desk is Violetta. You ready?
Yes.
First check of the day in at number three.
Our first installment is going to be all Emmys. Zendaya, who is 23 years old, made history at the Emmys last night by being the youngest person to win an Emmy for lead actress in a drama series.
Oh, wow.
Her win comes with her work from Euphoria, also making her the second African-American woman to win. Viola Davis is the first back in 2015 with How to Get Away with Murder.
I'm trying to remember what celebrity it was. Remember we did the celebrity kiss thing last week and they revealed their best celebrity kisses, and somebody said Zendaya was theirs.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to remember who it was. Maybe Zac Efron?
Yeah, well, because we did talk about him.
That might have been it. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Sandra Oh trending because she is now the most nominated Asian performer in Emmy history with 3 nominations for Killing Eve, 5 for Grey's Anatomy. Other tweets out there also pointing out she is an 8-time loser because she didn't win any of those nominations, so that's tough.
Speaking of an 8-time loser, I don't know if I'm stealing one. Did you see who won for the first time ever?
No. Who?
Won their first Emmy ever? Eddie Murphy.
Oh,
for his appearance on SNL.
Oh, the SNL with Lizzo.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember that? That was a big deal at the time.
He won
an Emmy for that.
Great job.
Yep.
So
finally,
good.
That's his first ever.
I know.
Wild?
That's pretty amazing.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
The Emmys were obviously a lot different this year. One of those differences was trophy presenters drove to all of the houses of nominees to be ready just in case they win. They had to dress up from head to toe in hazmat suits. And the funniest video going around this morning is definitely what happens when you don't win the award. Mm-hmm. Rami Youssef. Yes, that's him. He posted a video of the presenter in full hazmat waving outside of his window and then leaving his house with the Emmy in hand.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty it's pretty bizarre.
Climbing in the Chevy Malibu and heading out.
It's so bizarre. They're in full hazmat holding the Emmy, gives a quick wave, and then just bolts. It's just weird.
That's a sign of the times. Thank you. Anybody listening who had your mom get involved in one of your altercations? Either to end it, like Shaquille O'Neal's mom and Charles Barkley's mom, when they got in a fight. Or to escalate it, maybe. Maybe mom only made it worse. She started swinging.
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet that happens.
Yeah.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Your mom got involved in your fight?
She did. So back in, like, fourth grade, I was really good friends with this girl, Shannon. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the exact event, but I somehow told her that she had really big boobs.
Now, and under normal circumstances, that might be a compliment, but in this case, it was an insult?
Correct. In fourth grade, I guess that was just really inappropriate to say.
Gotcha.
Yes.
It's also inappropriate if I say it to anybody. Man, you got really big boobs.
Very.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, she got really mad at me. So, I came home and, you know, grew up Irish Catholic, kind of had that Irish Catholic guilt going on. So, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I made Shannon really upset. I told her I had big boobs. Like, can you please talk to her mom, essentially to apologize for me?
Right.
So she did. So she ended up calling, and she said that her, and she still loves the story, she said Shannon's mom picked up the phone, and she was like, I have something to tell you. Megan's really upset, and she wanted to make sure I talked with you. And she was like, oh, gosh, okay, what happened? And she was like, well, and then I guess she just started laughing hysterically. She's like, Megan said Shannon has big boobs. And then her mom started laughing. She's like, well, she does.
Well, she does. She has enormous boobs. Two of them floor and hug it out.
Yeah.
Big boobs here, big boobs there. Maria.
Yes.
Your mom had to get involved?
Actually,
hi, Maria.
I'm the mom.
Oh, you are the mom. You had to get involved.
So
what happened?
I'm the mom. So this is going back about 10 years ago. We had some awful neighbors.
Uh-huh.
And one morning, they can show up on our doorstep that somebody left flaming poop on their lawn overnight.
What? Right.
So your neighbors came to your house to say somebody left flaming poop on our lawn.
Yes, correct. On their lawn.
Got it. Got it. Flaming poop.
Right. So at the time, my son, 10, 12, something like that, he was friends with the neighbor on the other side, and they're accusing my son and this other boy of doing it.
Flaming poop.
And I'm like, well, my son was home last night. It wasn't my son. She goes over to the neighbor's house. All three of us get involved with our two children, and my neighbor starts screaming at my other neighbor that if she wasn't so awful, maybe the kids wouldn't put flaming poop on the lawn.
So actually, she kind of tried to go down the road. You had it coming with the flaming poop.
Well, pretty much admitting her own son probably did do it.
Right.
Well, years later, yes, it was determined that her son did it.
Wow.
And the point is, they got in this big pissing match, and me, my son, and her son, we just turned around, went back in our houses, and went back to bed and let them.
That's right.
That's great.
That's right.
So is it actually on fire? Can you light that on
fire? Yeah, you put it in a bag and light it on fire.
Oh, my God.
It's flaming poop.
I thought you just meant steaming.
Which also kind of feels like, you know, forget it, it's not important.
Oh.
You have those Cheetos?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I love those.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Flaming poop. Great band. Mother-in-law completely flips after mom buys 12-year-old her first thong.
A thong? A thong? For a 12-year-old?
Yeah, that's a thing now, I guess.
You don't want it to show in some stuff.
She had written a letter to Reddit that said, my daughter recently mentioned to me that she didn't like that her panty line showed through her leggings. Because that's all anybody wears is leggings. And I'm wearing some right now.
Ew. Are you?
Yeah. You see my panty lines? And that a boy at school mentioned that he could see it.
It made
her uncomfortable, so she asked if there was a way that she could hide it. Uh-huh. The mom had two ideas. Buy her daughter some longer tops or take the plunge and make the underwear purchase. To the mom, it was no big deal. Her mom bought her thongs when she was her daughter's age, and her husband didn't seem to care. He's like, well, I don't know. I don't even want to be in this conversation.
Right, whatever you think.
Exactly.
Right. So the mom went to Walmart, bought her a package of, you know, your basic ones. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, nothing
your
overly.
Basic ones. No designs, no lace, nothing weird. Nothing, you know, too out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
That might seem too mature for her age. Well, when the mother-in-law found out, the husband's mom flips. Flips.
Oh, my God. I remember, 12. Like, the first time, like...
When did Vera buy you?
Well,
I don't know if I want to know this.
No, yeah, well, no, what are you doing here? My grandma always lived with us, so she, like, helped out with the laundry and stuff. And
did your grandma buy them for you?
No, but my grandma was like, what is this?
I do the laundry in my house. And when my daughter's first day, it was a...
You saw that?
Well, I do the laundry.
I would have resigned. I would have resigned from the laundry job.
You should stop doing the laundry. You have to wash
that. That's when I had to, you know, that's when I started therapy.
She's like, what does this even cover? It's so little. I'm like, that's the point.
I don't know. So, Whip, I bring that up because...
I was out of this conversation, I thought. Happily.
Like, yeah, I'm going to put you in an uncomfortable spot.
No.
Could you see your wife going out and making this purchase for your daughter?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't like think I was 12, though. Say. That seems young.
If your wife wanted to sit down and have this conversation with you, what would you say if she said, what's your thoughts on it? Should I go do this or shouldn't I?
Yeah, I'd say no, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, that's too weird.
Uh-huh. 312-233-1019. It's not what you think. I'd like to know, ladies, that most embarrassing moment you had with your mom.
Oh.
Everybody talks about when guys get the birds and the bees talks with their dads.
Yeah.
But nobody really talks about the embarrassing moments between a mother and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it when mom went to Walmart to buy your first thongs, you know, and you're 27?
Okay.
Which is what I really wish would have happened.
Oh, yeah.
In my house, at least. I just really wish that would have been the case.
I just love how uncomfortable it makes guys.
You recall your most embarrassing moment with your mom. Guys have ours with dad. What are yours with mom? I mean, it's all flooding back to you right now. You're like, oh, God, that one time. Oh, boy, it was awful. 312-233-1019. Cindy, you recall that embarrassing moment with your mom?
Yes. I was about 12 years old. I had to go shopping for a new bra. My mom swore like it was going to be cool because I was super embarrassed. Uh-huh. And when we got to the mall to go shopping, she pretended like she was in the army and was going to sneak up on it. Don't worry. Nobody's going to know we're heading to the bra department. It was awful.
You're going to sneak up on the bra department. Nobody can see us. Nobody will know.
What?
Your friends aren't here.
Exactly.
She crawling along the floor or something? Like, is that how she snuck
well,
up
no,
on
Well, no. Like, you know how you've got, like, the poles and the pillars?
Right, you're
she would run off to the next one and hide behind it.
Yeah. Fun time. She's hilarious.
No.
Oh, my God. It gets so much worse. Lisa, that most embarrassing moment with your mom.
Hi, I was maybe like 10 or 11, and we were at Great America, and we went to the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom, and I looked down, and I was like, Mom, I have hair between my legs.
Oh, my God. What did she do?
Oh.
I can't believe you yelled at me. Oh, my God.
I don't know that I can go to Great America now. I don't know if I can do that.
I mean, that's shocking.
You know, that's not on your mom, Lisa. That one's on you. You brought it up. Even your mom's like, all right, enough.
Oh, my God.
Here's a peek at your future, Whip. Christina. Hi. Most embarrassing moment with your mom.
So this was with my mom and my dad, and this is pertaining to your whole thong conversation. I was 12 years old, and my dad was doing the laundry, and he held up a thong, and he's like, to my mom, he's like, hey, D, I like these. I can't wait to see these later.
Oh, my God. No.
My mom looked at him, and he... She's like, yeah, that's your daughter.
That's so bad.
That's when I just set my hands on fire. Just right then.
Just got to move.
Right.
Oh, my God. That is so wrong.
Mom, did Dad just jump out the laundry window?
So gross.
Yeah, he did. We're never going to see him again. He's never coming back.
Exactly.
It's just going to be the two of us from now on.
Oh, my God.
And I think we're all happy with it that way.
Right.
I know he is. Good looking. Handsome. Holy. That's what Melissa says is most important, her guess, for women when they're selecting a partner. Sense of humor, and then her next one was, is he good looking? I said, well, you know, as it turns out, a new survey, looking at the most important traits a woman looks for in a potential partner, good looking makes the top six.
Hmm.
But what spot? How high up do you think it is, Melissa?
I'm going to say number two.
How high up do you think it is? Okay,
I think she's right.
Number two. Tell them how high up it is there, Jen.
Number four.
Fourth place is exactly right. Good looking. Good looking in at fourth place. So it makes the top five.
All right.
And your requirements for a potential partner. Looking for a potential partner, number one, kindness, the runaway winner.
Yes. So I guess good guys don't finish last.
Well, we don't know that they finish. It's what you're looking for. And then you find you're like, I'm not so sure I really want that.
I need a little drama.
Number two, ambitious. Ambitious.
Yeah, totally.
That's another word for money.
Or, no, it's really not.
Well, if you're ambitious, you're probably good at your job. And if you're good at your job, you're probably making money.
Or it could be not being lazy.
Just have some goals. Try to do things, accomplish things maybe, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing as making money.
So telling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ambitious is the same thing as making money. Kindness, that's the same thing as making money, too.
Because no,
if you're
not.
Nice, you make a lot of money. Then you can spend it on me. And that's most important.
It's not.
Money. Because number three is financially secure. That's about money.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Number four is attractive. Number five, assertive in the personality traits women are looking for in men, which is kind of like ambitious, which is kind of like making money.
It is kind of hard to make money if you're not assertive.
And finally, number six, an attractive body.
Oh.
Which, if it's attractive enough, you know what you can do with it? Make money.
Oh, my God. You're peeling your banana?
Well, I'm going to do for you. Wait, I'm going to give you an experience of what it's like. Like, during your
bet,
I'm just going to eat.
I did not eat.
You eat during, like every day during the show, I'll catch you in the middle of you're eating, you're in the middle of something.
Wait, what?
So during your bit,
okay,
I'm just going to eat.
It's weird you're eating a banana.
I'm going to make you uncomfortable by eating.
You're you just hungry and making
it. You talk like this sometimes during the show. You got a new laugh going.
You are such a dope.
Hi, Stephanie. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
Welcome to Melissa's Monday Headlines. You having the time of your life so far?
Of course.
It's about to get better. All right. You know how this works. Now you tell her how it works, Melissa.
Okay. Are you listening?
I am.
Okay. What we're going to do is I have three headlines. Two are true headlines. One I made up. You have to pick which one is the made up headline.
Okay.
To win prizes.
Two truths and a lie.
All right. So during it, if you want, I should put on some chapstick too, Swanee said. For like an hour. Melissa applies chapstick for like an hour during.
Her lips are so juicy, though.
They are.
Thanks,
all right,
Mila.
Stephanie. She's going to give you three headlines. You pick the fake one. Mm-hmm. You're a big winner. Feel free to use anybody for help on this, okay?
Okay.
No, you're
right. Banana's really good. All right, go ahead, Melissa.
Okay. First one. Couple buys $450,000 lottery ticket by accident. Got it?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Number two. Runaway porta potty seen rolling down Route 66.
Okay. Got that there, 70?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Number three. Live rattlesnake with babies found in woman's grocery bag after leaving Dollar General.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good headlines. Good headlines.
Thanks.
Oh. All right. Headline number one, the lottery ticket, $450,000. Where was that found? What was the story?
Couple buys $450,000 lottery ticket by accident.
Accident. All right. Headline number two is the porta potty rolling down Route 66. And headline number three is the live rattlesnake in the Dollar General.
Yes.
All right. Any initial thoughts, Stephanie? Let's talk this out. Talk it out like they do on Wheel of Fortune. Any initial thoughts on what you think it might be? The fake one, the not real one, the one Melissa made up.
I feel like maybe the porta potty might be true. Mm-hmm. Sounds plausible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to say the first one is not true.
All right. Whip, you had a chance.
Yeah.
Feel free to weigh in.
Sure. I have no idea of the answer. I'm going to agree that the first one is not true.
Yeah. Violetta, what did you think?
I'm going to support your decision as well because Melissa loves the lottery, so I could see her potentially making that up.
See, that's a good thought.
That was my logic also, yeah.
Although I felt like the porta potty was a little too specific with Route 66.
Yeah.
A little too
very close to home.
Right. So I would probably lean more that way. Plus, last week it was the number two that was fake, and I think Melissa has a tendency to make the number two one not real.
But yeah. So what are you thinking?
You're going to stick with your original thought. Two of the three of us agree with you, Stephanie.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick with it.
All right.
Go with your gut, girl.
All right, Melissa. On Melissa's Monday headline, Stephanie says the $450,000 accidental lottery ticket is the fake headline. Hang on. Let me give you a drum roll to really sell this bit.
Okay.
Melissa, is she correct or incorrect?
You are incorrect.
Oh, no.
This game is hard.
That's a real headline?
It is.
All right. Okay. We'll give you one more chance, Stephanie. You got two answers left. Which one do you think is probably not the real one, the porta potty or the live rattlesnake?
I'm going to say the porta potty.
All right, porta potty. She says porta potty. And unlike Wheel of Fortune, you get multiple chances on Melissa's Monday headlines. Melissa, is she right? Is that one fake?
That one is not fake.
No! No, so you were correct in guessing the two that were right, which means you win!
Yay!
Tell us a little bit about that first headline that's true, Melissa.
You want to hear the details of it?
Yeah. You know, usually you go...
You didn't do it last time.
I know, I just...
I'm ready. I got them right here.
Hang on, let me eat some more banana. Hold on.
All right, go ahead. Stuff your face. That one looks really ripe. Like, yeah, it's cooked.
A little too ripe.
Yeah. So it was actually an Australian couple who walked into a store to buy a regular lottery ticket, but in Australia, it's... It was just, you know, I have two, like, strips that you can do. Like, you know, you can pull, like...
Doesn't matter. So an Australian couple actually was the one who won this one.
It was an Australian couple.
And the porta potty.
So the porta potty is a real story. Here's the headline right there.
Uh-huh.
You see that?
Yep.
Basically, it was just, you know, a truck that was carrying a porta potty. It came dislodged. Thank God. I don't think anything was in it. It was an empty porta potty, but it fell off the truck and started rolling
down.
Where
on Route 66 was it?
It was on Route 66 by, they have it, they kind of wrote it weird, so they
and headline
it,
well, number three.
Was fake.
Yeah, how did you come up with that one?
I just came up with it.
And there you go.
When stories false to are true, guess the fake, maybe a prize for you.
Huh?
Get ready to lose your mind with Melissa's Monday.
Headlines. I don't get it.
Time for the weekend wrap-up. I have a bunch of stuff I haven't had a chance to get to. Many of it from this past weekend and this morning as well that we will dump into your lap right now.
Okay. Perfect.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking movies over the weekend, and my theory when we started the show, I heard a movie guy go, "Oh, you know, the movies are way down again because of COVID-19. And I said, "No, the movies are way down again because they aren't letting anybody in because of COVID-19. But also, there aren't any good movies."
Yeah.
Could be.
Whatever. I'm just telling you, whatever the capacity is, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
40%, 50%, 20%, 80%. If they threw a blockbuster out there, if they threw Batman out there, they would fill it to whatever the capacity was allowed.
And right. For a long time.
They're not doing that right now.
I bet you they don't want those numbers, though.
No, they don't. That's why they're not.
They don't want to see those numbers.
So it's not really COVID, per se. It's that Tenet and Infidel are the only movies out.
Yeah, I don't think Infidel was ever going to be a huge hit. Right. I mean, Jim Caviezel, good actor, but I mean, come on.
Maybe this. The website we got you covered says Marvel is in talks with Bruce Willis about playing a villain in an upcoming superhero movie.
Okay.
Ooh.
Good villain.
I think he picks and chooses his roles at this point, you know?
Who was it? Harry Styles we're talking to about a role? No.
Jonas.
Nick Jonas. Yeah. Nick Jonas, yeah. Chris Rock reveals he was recently diagnosed with a nonverbal learning disorder. This condition I've never heard of before. A condition means he has challenges interpreting nonverbal signals in social situations.
What?
So he understands words, but not nonverbal signals.
Like a wink.
A wink or, you know, somebody seems uncomfortable with what he's saying, and
yeah,
he doesn't pick up on it.
They give him a look like something's not right.
Wow.
He doesn't get it.
All I understand are the words, Chris said, of frequently understanding things in their most literal meanings. By the way, all those things are really great for writing jokes. They're just not great for one-on-one relationships.
Huh.
Throughout the majority of his life, Chris wrote off his condition, not fully understanding how it affected his daily life. I always just chalked it up to being famous. Anytime someone would respond to me in a negative way, I'd think, whatever. They're responding to something that has to do with the way they think I am. Now I'm realizing it was me. A lot of it was me.
God. Maybe that's crazy.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's helped him to have no filter over the years, and again, that works for comedy.
Bebe Rexha has given her new boyfriend a Ferrari for his birthday.
Oh, lucky guy. Ooh. Hmm.
I knew she did well, but I didn't know she did Ferrari gift-given well.
Yeah, who knew?
She looks so good still.
Speaking of cars, people who drive blank get the most speeding tickets.
Ooh, drive.
Like a brand? Like
yeah.
A, okay.
Yeah, a brand of car. What do you think?
Mercedes?
Nope.
Is it a sports car?
Hey, wait, people who drive blank.
How about a...
Melissa, there will be no prize. You're
BMW.
Just saying
it. I really want to know.
BMW? Yeah. Nope, not BMW.
No.
Is it a Mercedes? Oh, no. You said that one.
It's Subarus.
Oh, wow. In a million guesses, we wouldn't have gotten that.
Oh, yeah, my
people
God.
Who drive Subarus tend to get the most speeding tickets, which is why I was going to have you check that Oklahoma lady.
That cannot be.
See if she was driving a Subaru.
I never saw a Subaru.
It is.
It's not.
From a percentage standpoint, I'm sorry. You're going to have to take it up with...
no way.
You're going to have to take it up with Insurify, which did the survey and found out that Subarus get the most tickets.
Is that a real company?
Yeah, it is. Miller Beer is giving away a dive bar for your backyard.
Oh, hey, that's so cool.
The Miller High Life folks.
And
away
then silence.
The Miller High Life people are giving away... I'm just waiting for an opportunity to get into the story.
Okay.
Giving away a backyard dive bar valued at $10,000 to one lucky fan. The glorified shed where you'll become a regular comes with sticky floors, duh, an actual bar with the Miller High Life tap handles, quirky bar stools, a popcorn machine, a spot for a bouncer if your neighbors try to crash, all the wood paneling you could ever want, the dimmest of lighting, quirky beer artwork, doors that open completely to allow for a patio season, and enough beer to live the high life from your own yard for the rest of the year.
Nice. Mm-mm.
Police free man from handcuffs after girlfriend lost key.
Oh, yeah.
I think you know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Police responded to a home at 4:30 a.m. What are they doing up at 4:30? to help a couple having difficulty with a pair of handcuffs. Male phoned requesting help from his girlfriend had locked him up with some handcuffs and they couldn't find the key.
Oh, no. How embarrassing.
You know what they couldn't find? His gun until they pulled his butt cheeks apart. Criminal stashed his gun between his butt cheeks.
Sick. He put the whole gun there?
Yep.
Fit it in there?
Yep. Yep. The New York Daily News says a Gold Medal Louisiana police received a call about a suspicious individual they picked up, Jason Savoy. Cops found a handgun stashed between his butt cheeks as well as drug paraphernalia. So
that
a lot
seems
of room.
Dangerous.
There. A lot of room.
Oh, my God. How do you fit all that
wasn't
there?
Wasn't loaded.
Back there between his butt cheeks. Elderly man mistakes slushy machine for hand sanitizing station.
Oh, I love it.
I kind of enjoy that story. Yeah.
Suddenly a bunch of bees are chasing him down the street.
Yeah. Trying to sanitize his hand under the tropical fruit slushy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
but
cute.
It's pink.
Yeah. I love that. That's great. And finally, on your weekend wrap-up, a Quebec town called Asbestos is on the search for a new name, Asbestos Canada.
Yeah,
because that sounds like the stuff you find in your wall, right?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, because that is what you find in your wall.
Okay.
That's bad for you.
It's
that's
also
why,
hazardous to
that's
your
That's why
health.
They want a new name.
Yeah. Not the good kind of stuff in the wall.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that's what we all were thinking.
No, what were you... I know what we all were thinking. What were you thinking?
I was thinking about that.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Officials in the Quebec town called Asbestos said they plan to vote on a new name for the municipality. It might be delayed, though. Several options have come forward. Phoenix, Apollon, Troilox, and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
Yeah.
I
actually like Asbestos the best. I might just keep that one. Second check of the day. Do it each morning at 7 a.m. and right around 9:30.
Yes.
Did you forget?
No.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
No, because Melissa just gave you a look, and you just gave her a look, and I thought,
just smiled at her.
We're excited to hear it.
Okay. Trending on Twitter.
You're so weird.
I'm not.
Weird.
You guys both look at each other like, we're opening a gift. So I'm like,
you know
all
what?
Right.
Trending on Twitter is a gift.
I'm like, what did I miss? Yeah. It's going to be great. All right.
It's
a lot to measure up to. And at number three.
Oh, no. Okay, coming in at number three, happy birthday, Bill Murray. He turned 70 years old today, and people are celebrating him and all of his work. It's also Stephen King's birthday, but he is actually not trending.
Who?
Stephen King. Isn't that what I said?
You said Stephen.
Close enough.
No, not really.
I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't get why Stephen is spelled with a PH ever.
Personal discretion.
That's how some people spells Stephen.
It's hard to read.
Okay.
There's a new Bill Murray movie.
So far, how are you feeling about it, Melissa?
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
What? Hey, there's more coming.
All right. Yes, Will.
No, Bill Murray's got a new movie with Rashida Jones. I keep seeing the commercial, and
Sophia
I think that
Coppola's
looks
movie.
Exactly because that looks really good. I'm excited about
it. It looks depressing to me.
Well, maybe that's why I like it.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Sweater weather is nothing new, but you probably noticed a bunch of babies and dogs in your feed with the hashtag lately. With the end of summer today, everyone has been embracing the cooler temps ahead with adorable pictures of babies and puppies in adorable fall fashions. It just seems like a lot extra today. And it's trending on Twitter.
Can't beat dogs in sweaters.
Yeah.
It's true.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Butterflies trending in the city of Chicago today. Have you seen a lot more butterflies downtown lately? I sure have, and here is why.
Okay. I sure have.
I don't know. You're making me nervous. Hundreds of monarch butterflies. You know, those are the orange and black ones, Eric. They're super cute. And they're right now.
They're monarchs.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh.
Now you know how I feel. She doesn't listen to a word you say.
Movie's called On the Rocks, by the way. Sophia Coppola, Bill Murray.
Melissa truly at... When you say something, if she decides to think about it,
if I think
she's got a switch somewhere in her brain where the ears shut off. And she thinks, but she doesn't hear a word you say.
Well, I think she heard Monarch, and then she said it without realizing someone said it.
No, he's absolutely right. If I start thinking about something you've said, I can't do two things at one
right.
time.
You said butterflies, and Melissa went in her head, butterflies. And she doesn't hear anything you're saying, and then comes out of her fog, back in and goes, Monarchs!
Yeah.
That's what it happens all the time. I can see her mentally leave.
It is.
Well,
it's so me.
They are downtown right now because it is their migration. It's the peak season right now, and they're headed south.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy them while they last. Right now, the Shed also released... It is... I can't.
I thought it was an accident.
There's a lot of butterflies downtown if you want to give them some food to feed on. Milkweed, the Shed Aquarium says, so plant that in your backyard.
All right.
Butterfly bush.
We've got butterflies, we've got dogs in sweaters, and we have Stephen King.
You cannot Stephen walk King. Down the street without
you know
hearing
what?
About that stuff.
You know what? You're both right. That was great.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.